Jim F., and he's speaking on our symbol.
My name is William. I'm an addict. For those of you that don't know me, it's crying time. And that's because only through this program that I learned that I can be me today and I don't have to fake it. So what I want to be honest with you is I'm real nervous because it's one of these, the symbol is something that I sometimes pass over with minimum concern. But my sponsor told me that I need to learn to read the symbol, study the symbol, and understand the symbol. So I'm not going to be that perfect addict that can make the symbol comes into place for you. I'm just going to be the addict for the first time sharing my experience on what the symbol means to me and how I got the help through the grace of God. I'm narcotics anonymous. I would first like to identify again. My name is William. I'm an addict. I was born and raised in Baltimore City. My first home group in Baltimore City was Promised to Freedom, but I could never get clean in Baltimore City. I'm a proud member of the Frederick area of Narcotics Anonymous, which is in Frederick, Maryland. Small town, but a lot of recovery. And then only through that little town and the things that I went through and how I explain myself to you, am I able to stand here today and tell you that I will do the best that I can? If it's any judgment, just judge me outside the room. Just come up and pull me up, and I'd rather be judged face to face. Don't talk about me if I did something wrong. Help me along the way. For it's based on your experience. And I don't claim to have all the experience of Narcotics Anonymous. Not yet. My understanding is to identify in is that I need to let you know that I talk about the little boy and how I got here to this point. So I'm going to make it real simple. Let me tell you that all my life I felt bad about me. Low self-esteem kept me in a world trapped in a disease that all I wanted to do was be released through what y'all told me in the beginning. When you get here, sit down, listen, shut up, and let somebody help you. And that was to tell you about me and what was going on with me. So all my life, by the time I was 35, I had served 25 years in prison. So my prison started at a young age, and I didn't get this thing still. So prison didn't change me. Psychiatrists didn't change me. The schools didn't change me. The father didn't change me. The rooms of Narcotics Anonymous gave me some hope, and I began to change, and y'all showed me that I could change. So that's why I'm here today. My last day of using was 11/21/1997. My drug of choice at that time was crack cocaine. Oh, the last thing that I hit, I thought it was some crack, but it was a nickel barrel or something that drove me into the rooms for the last time. And when I hit that little nickel barrel, and it wasn't what I wanted, I came and I asked somebody for some help. And usually I'm this tough guy. So when I got here, man, y'all told me I had to do some things and I had to do some work and I had to learn the program. And so in this symbol, which is the circle, the broader the base, it talks about at the bottom. I want to get that in because without that circle of love and understanding, I would not be here today. What I understand about the circle at the broader, the base at the bottom, is that every time we stand in the circle and we hold and we say the surrender prayer within ourselves, the circle begins to grow and grow. The rooms began to get bigger and bigger. But no matter how bigger the room got, the circle always was there. So you told me that in this circle, what I had to do was find a base. And what I'm trying to say, that's the base that I had. And what I had was a sponsor that told me when he left me, and I never will forget this. And this wasn't even about him telling me that I need to read our symbol. He said to me that I'm going to move to another state, and I'm going to leave you, and you must find someone else to help you. Now, this sponsor was a younger person than I was. I am 68 And if they live this year, I'll be 69. So I've been around for some time. But I was 30 years older than he was. So it took a child to become my sponsor and send me on this journey. And what he told me was, as long as I have a foundation, I wouldn't have a reason to use again. So the broader debates, the circuit itself became my foundation. Even when I did things in this room to step outside of this circle, I never stepped outside of it. And the last time I had that problem was the police came in the rooms and I got snomas to lock my ass up. And the reason they wanted to lock me up, because race relationships is in this circle here, so I want to get with that too, was, first of all, I had to find out how to work this thing, and I was moving too fast. So I put relationship in front of goodwill. So I did it backwards, and y'all know what happened. I fell in love with another addict, and I had no clue of what love was, and I wasn't honest about it either. So the thing of it is, I found out in the end, I became jealous, insecure. I was a stalker, and I had no idea what love is. I don't know if y'all know what a stalker is. All I know is when she told me it was over, I was circling the hospital every night looking in the window. So I don't know. I'm just talking about me right now, because what I want to be is be honest. Because I haven't left the base I didn't use. That's the key. But when the police came, it was addicts in the room that told me that I had to leave the room because the police were looking for me and not them. The circle again. Why would you do this to me? Why would you send me out there to the police again? What did I do? But I didn't leave the room. I didn't leave the base. And this is the truth people would tell you. I went to the door. The police told me what I did. He told me I had beat up this man here and everything, and I was going to jail. And he said, "You said it. You said, if I'm going to whip your ass until the police come." I'm talking about the 9/11 thing. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about, listen to me. But I told him it was only a fist fight. And he told me that you'll be receiving your citation in the mail. But I didn't step outside the base. I wouldn't leave the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous because I feared that I would get locked up again. So what I did, I closed the door and I went in and I sat down. And I'm talking about, again, the circle. So I'm going to get to this, the goodwill of this thing, the part of it which talks about self. I hurt so bad that time. And I sat in the back of the room by myself. And this is the truth. Nobody came up and hugged me after the meeting. Again, I'm on my foundation. I didn't leave my foundation, but I wanted to know, why did y'all treat me that way? But the answer was, why did you do it to yourself? So I didn't need you to tell me anymore that I can't do certain things in order to stay clean, because eventually I will use again. So what I did, I let go of relationships, period. But it's a connection to that. Talk about self. But let me get God there first. It's only through the grace of God and the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous that William can stand here today and say that I did not use. And I made a decision to understand, to get the God that was a loving, caring God that could help me in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And he told me to sit down one more time. And the power greater than myself at that time, which is the second step, if I'm not mistaken. I want to keep that, because the powerlessness, you already know about it. The weakness, all the things that I wanted, I didn't get, because I was this person, man. Nobody liked me. And my sponsor told me, you first got to like yourself in order to get someone else to like you. What's love got to do with it? Freedom. the freedom of the program that's standing here today. It says, it talks about the squares. It talks about the lines. The lines is unfigurable. So let me show you what I know. I know that these are two of our symbols. That's what I understand, that there's two symbols here, not one. This is a symbol, and this is our symbol. And these are the two symbols that we approved and that we use today. If I'm not mistaken, I stand to be corrected, if I am. It talks about the university of the program, what a university program is. All I know, man, I was in a town, and let me say this here, because I need to tell y'all the truth. So I see a lot of white folks here, right? So let me tell y'all the truth. I came from Baltimore, and I said, I just wanted to be around some black folks. And they told me to pack my shit and leave. Let me talk about self, and let me talk about freedom, because I got some freedom and some understanding out of that. Self kicked in. And I said, oh, my God, I said the wrong thing. And what I found out, the universal part of this program, it ain't about my color. It ain't about black and white. It ain't about woman and man. It's about one addict helping another without parallel that's seeking some recovery. And what it was, I was seeking something, but I didn't know how to say, can you help me get to where you is? Do you understand what I'm saying, Kendra? Do you understand, bro? See, today, whoa. The area I'm in, everybody loves me. And they always put me on the spot. I always get the point that I know it all. But that ain't true. Y'all just heard me say, this is the first time I did this workshop. And I had to listen to a tape coming down here. I had to peep at a little folder that I had under my desk from some experienced members, how they shared it. But mine is different. I didn't come in the beginning. I came when the program was already established. I had went through a lot, jails, institution, and death. I had been molested as a child, as a little boy, who grew up thinking not less of himself, but became very, very violent because I got molested. So I thought maybe I could become the killer of the East Coast until they locked my ass up. The freedom of it is today, there's some things that's happening. It's happening in my life through goodwill, God, self, freedom. I'll get to the service part of it in a minute. Everybody in the Chesapeake Potomac area will tell you what a good service person I am, you know. I came here, I was homeless, I was penniless, I was broke, and I had nothing. My wife had left me, my children had left me, I lost my home, I lost the dog. I'm talking about the whole nine yards. I smoked the house up. Now, I heard people say, you know, you can put anything in a pipe and smoke it, but I smoked the house up, I'm being truthful with you. And I don't know what brick got me here, but the last brick got me here, I want you to know that. I just choose not to use today. Today, I'm in a relationship with a power greater than myself again, which I choose to call God. I'm in a relationship with the members of Narcotics Anonymous who gave me this new way of life and who gave me a reason to understand where I am and how it is that I understand what a God of my understanding is. I'm not a religious person, but I'm a spiritual person. I truly believe that without the spiritual part of this program in my life and listening to y'all, I would not be here today. And they ain't smoking crack out there now. It's called crystal meth or whatever. I know they locked in houses and stuff like that. But see, when I locked myself in the house, I tore the whole house down. You know, so I know crystal meth. I'd have knocked the walls down and everything coming out of there. I don't want to go there today. I don't want to use. The freedom that I got, man, was my process at this point here now, is today I'm a husband, and I truly love my wife, who's been with me for 40 years, who I abused, I did everything to, cheated on, and did everything, but this woman I could not get rid of. And I don't care what you say, If you don't believe love works in mysterious ways, try it my way. I tried to put her out. She didn't leave. I tried to cheat on her. She didn't leave. I abused her. She didn't leave. And I said, why are you with me? Why do you keep hanging around me? That's self, right? The freedom. But let me tell you what she told me. She said, I love you. I understand you. And one day, you're going to love me the same way that I love you. The dream comes true. The service part of this, what got me here, is in the symbol, what I found out in Narcotics Anonymous and what I was told when I came around here by a sponsor. I have a sponsor. I keep sponsors now. The one thing, when one leave me, another one appears. And I got my new sponsor sitting here today in a new sponsee family. So I'm surrounded about a lot of love. And the sponsor I have today thinks I'm crazy. Oh, okay. Welcome to the club. What I got, man, out of this here was, y'all gave me an opportunity to be who I was. The self, the freedom, and to free myself of all the wreckage of my past. That I don't have to no longer feel guilty about anything that I did back there. At least that's what y'all tells me. There's some freedom in this here. Y'all tell me that go to meetings, don't pick up, pray, you know, and don't you know, all these things here. And I did all of these things. But y'all also told me there's things going to happen in your life that will have your back against the wall, and you will have that feeling one more time, and you're going to feel like you want to use. And when you feel that way, what do you do? I didn't know that at first. Sit still. But I know it now. You see what I'm saying? Somebody agree with me here. The service part of it is, I came to Narcotics Anonymous, and the first sponsor I got told me that he believed that I would do better than doing some service work. I do a lot of service work. I've been working service work. I've been in service ever since I got here. I'm on all levels. I done a lot of things. It's not bragging. I'm just saying I just do a lot of service work and I enjoy it because service work keeps me clean. Service work keeps me grounded. Service work keeps me looking at myself because sometime I want to be the only member that knows something about Narcotics Anonymous. And when I think like that, I'm in trouble. So the service for me is that I have got the service. The society. The society that I know of, and they talk about the society. What do we do when we leave out of the rooms, when we go to work and all like that? Well, I work all the time. And this week I had to tell my boss the truth about me. And I told him that I'm tired of the normal people because they don't understand me and I don't understand them. And what I'm telling him was, you're always talking to me like I'm your child. I'm 68 years old and I don't need you talking to me like I'm your child. I need for you just to be honest with me. And the honest part of it is I got some experience in a lot of areas, and he don't. And that keeps my job, and that keeps his job. I'm just being truthful with you. But I'm hurting because what you do, you bring people to me to train that don't want to work, and I want to work. So what is the benefit in this program? And he's telling me, but you got to learn management. The society that I know in management, man, is that you got to do a different thing altogether. So I don't want to keep the outside world here. I want to finish this here so I can get to the universal part of this here. I have done service. I'm going to continue on doing service, and I'm grateful for the people in the Chesapeake Potomac area, again, that allows me to be a part of it. Now, do they have to allow me? I can be a part if I want to. But I'm just grateful that they allow me because they trains me and they teaches me, and so I'm good at that. And the society, the only society that I know that I understand and that y'all told me that I need to understand was people just like me. It can be people that has used. It can be people that not use. It can be people that's got things, and it can be people that don't have things. I just know that at this point, the freedom is as long as I come and I participate and I try. I'm not going to talk long on this again because I'm going back and study a little bit more, sponsor. You don't have to worry about that. I understand what you said because when I asked them about the symbol, how do I share on the symbol? See, I thought you share on the symbol with all that, you know, little boy, little girl grow up and all that shit, right? He said, no, read the book. That's what he told me. It's real short and simple. Service. It's a universal program. It's a foundation at the bottom. It's goodwill, it's society, it's God, it's service, it's self, and it's freedom. Today I'm grateful for the East of the River for even taking a chance at allowing me to do this workshop. All I hope is that if I just reach one person out there, just one, if I said something that can help you, then I've done my part. But I always hear another brother, and I share this with, and his name is Thomas P., he says, sometime, I just want to be that one person. I need to hear me talking to you so you can help me to understand the importance of reading the book from the beginning to the end. And that's what I'm saying to the newcomer. My sponsor told me, don't start in the middle. Don't start with step one. Don't start with the tradition. Don't start with the concept. Start from the beginning. And what I ended up, I found out the beginning of the book, it talks about our symbol. And today, I have made an attempt to introduce myself as one of those addicts who would like to learn more about our symbols, but most of all remain a part of this program called Narcotics Anonymous that has given me so much hope and help. And I'm going to say this because I always say this, and I'm going. I'm going to close. Today, I told you I was a father. Today, I'm a husband. I told you I was a husband, then I was a father. Today, I got 25 grandchildren. I got 8 greats. A dream that I always wanted to say, I would just like to see some grandchildren come around. I got my dream because it ain't hard. I got 5 girls, so it ain't hard to make them any babies. You understand what I'm saying? But while I was in prison, I never got a chance to raise now one of those girls except for one. And I asked God in prison, let me be somebody good to my children when I get out. Today the children are grown and they love me. They don't hate me anymore. They don't say, Granddad, I don't know you. I don't care. All I know is that y'all gave me some hope. I seen other people with their children and families, and now I got my family and children. But I could only do it sitting in the rooms and becoming jealous and resentful of other people because they had it and I didn't. But everybody get a turn. At least that's what y'all told me. My turn is no better than anybody else's turn. It's just that I'm grateful to receive that turn showing up in my life today because of you helping me. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Let's thank William for sharing. I'm Kimberly, I'm still an addict. At this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker, and I want to get her name correctly, and it's Ursa H. With We Are Vision.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Wham.